Today could mark an important step forward for disability inclusion in space. 16 passengers with disabilities are boarding a special airplane flight today from Houston with a non-profit group called Astro Access. The goal is to redefine who can be an astronaut. We met one of the passengers back in October, and she's here for an update on the big day. Kay Renee Horton is a scientist at NASA in New Orleans, Louisiana. She lives with what she calls an invisible disability, hearing loss. Renee, hello and welcome back.
Hello, Deepa. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited today.
Yeah, what a big day for you, because you and your fellow passengers will not quite be going to space, but you'll fly within the Earth's atmosphere in a way that allows you to experience zero gravity. And this is similar to the training astronauts go through. So, Renee, how are you feeling ahead of this big flight?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And they have done, they have done so much preparation to get us ready for this. And while we're doing this, we're going to be able to feel lunar gravity, like being on the moon, and then Martian gravity as if we were on Mars. And then we'll hit zero G and be able to fly around in that. And I'm just too excited that even just a little piece of my dream to be an astronaut will come true today for me.
So tell us who else will be on board with you.
Okay, so I have to mention Eric Scheer, one of the deaf participants who actually got me into this. Along with that, there are others who are deaf, blind. One gentleman has both arms amputated and both legs amputated. And then there are others who have neurodivergent, different things. But when I say it is just an amazing crew to be able to see all of us together and to understand that we are doing something so fundamental to get everyone else to space who wants to be there.
This is the second time that Astro Access has sent a group of people with disabilities on this zero gravity flight. What do you all hope to learn and accomplish?
This particular flight, we are expanding more on some of their experiments that they did the first time. The two experiments that I'm doing, one is with Sonic Cloud, and that is a tool on your computer or your laptop that gives you the ability to be able to control or engineer what the sound feels like in your ears through a headphone. So it's like a mobile hearing aid. And then my second experiment, I'm going to be testing out the molds that hold your hearing aids in place. And then I am assisting with the visually impaired and then actually capturing what information they've been able to gather from their braille, which is on the wall.
When we talked with you back in October, Renee, you told us that as a kid, you dreamed of going to space. And when you learned of your hearing loss, you were kind of abruptly told that that dream wouldn't be possible. What does it mean to you today to be taking this zero gravity flight?
That my childhood dream comes to life for me. Like, this is the thing I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to fly in space. And this gets me just that much closer to it.
Are you nervous at all?
I'm very nervous. I think it may just be the adrenaline flowing through that I'm about to accomplish something I dreamed about for so long.
Kay Renee Horton is a scientist at NASA in New Orleans, Louisiana. She's one of 16 people with a disability that will be going on a zero gravity flight to elevate inclusion in future space exploration through a group called Astro Access. Renee, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.